Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. Giants baseball coming up. Joined by someone we always enjoy talking ball with. That's Thomas Harding, who covers the Rockies for MLB.com. Beautiful Arizona spring training. What more could you ask for?
Can't ask for anything more. Can't ask for anything better. As spring training gets past the dog days and it comes getting close to roster cutting time and dealing with injuries and all that stuff, you don't want people to get hurt, but it does kind of make things different and interesting at this time of year.
A lot of people talk about the Giants and Dodgers, and every year they talk about the Rockies. And look, the Rockies give the Giants fits. We've seen that. But we love having you on so we can find out what's going on with the Rockies. They've got a new manager and what the outlook is for the season.
I'll tell you, this Rockies team, they've been built over a period of years through the draft, through the Latin American signings. They've made a few free agent additions, but this team is mostly built from within. And when I looked at them last year and I kind of looked at the timeline, I thought maybe 2018 would be the year that they kind of turned the corner. But they did go out and make some moves this year to where they really feel like they have legitimate hope to push their way into the playoffs this year.
Well, take us around the, we'll talk about pitching in a second and the bullpen, but take us around the field because it's starting to look like almost like an all-star team in the field.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the big moves was Ian Desmond, signed him for 5 years and $70 million to play first base. As we sit here today, he's sitting out for 4 to 6 weeks from now with a broken left hand. He was hit by a pitch. And the Rockies have had a number of injuries down here, but you figure he'll be back at some point. And then you look at a DJ LeMahieu at second base coming off of winning the National League batting title. Trevor Story at shortstop. He led all rookies in home runs last season. Then Nolan Arenado at third base. I don't know what you can say about him, but this is a guy who is at the top of his profession right now. So that infield alone tells me a lot about this ball club.
All right. Well, Trevor Story got hurt last year, but before that, he was hitting home runs all over the place. All right, let's move to the outfield. Carlos Gonzalez is still here. Then, of course, you have Charlie Blackmon. Then what happens in center field now?
Okay, Charlie's in center, actually, but yeah, let's look at Carlos Gonzalez that everybody talks about, has been talking for years, should they trade this guy and rebuild? Well, the Rockies have been trying to build up to a certain point, and the general manager, Jeff Breidich, really likes having Carlos Gonzalez and believes they can win with him. Now, this is the last year of Carlos Gonzalez's contract. He can become a free agent next season, so you look at it and you kind of see why they're pushing a little bit to see if they can get in now. Charlie Blackmon in center field had his biggest year of his career. A lot of home runs from the leadoff position. Had 20, was it 26 last year? I believe. But anyhow, he led all leadoff hitters. Now, left field is the question. But David Dahl, the rookie they brought up, who hit 7 home runs late in the season after coming up in July, he has a rib issue. So he's out right now. And one of the, I think, better stories of spring training for the Rockies is Gerardo Parra has hit like the Gerardo Parra that they thought they were getting when they signed him for 3 years and $27.5 million. I mean, he's probably walked more in spring training than he did all of last season. Hit a whole lot of balls hard. He had an ankle injury last year that hurt him, and also, I just think he tried to do too much in the first year of a contract, but it looks like he's settled into center field, and if he's the player that the Rockies expected, it helps lengthen the lineup.
Oh, great having Thomas Harding with us. Always good talking some ball. He's got a little bit of a beard growing here, a little different for him, but it is spring training. All right, what about behind the plate?
Okay, behind the plate, that's another place where the Rockies are staking their reputation on their building program. They went out and got Tony Walters from the Cleveland Indians at the start of last spring. He had some of the best numbers in the majors as far as receiving, getting strikes on those borderline pitches, and he's a former infielder who throws pretty well. Caught 58 games last year. They're going to expect more of him. As you know, the starter from last year, though, the main catcher, Nick Hundley, is now with your San Francisco Giants. The next catcher is Tom Murphy, who is a really good power-hitting rookie-type guy. I mean, for the last 2 years, he's come up to the major league level and hit for some power, but he was backlashed by the bat of Anthony Rizzo about a week ago, and he suffered a hairline fracture of the right forearm. So instead of going out and getting someone like a Derek Norris who's out there, there's another guy, Dustin Garneau, who's been up the last 2 years. Last year, you saw some improvement offensively. As far as the running game is concerned, he's over the last 2 years, teams have tried to take advantage thinking, oh, this is a young guy. Well, he's thrown out 42% of people who've tried to steal him at the major league level, and he's at 38% for a long minor league career. 29 years old, kind of an older guy, but you know how catchers sometimes pop late. So the Rockies, what happens a lot of times is teams will have some issues at the catching position, and they go out there to, I think it's Baseball Prospectus calls them the International Brotherhood of Backup Catchers, those guys that circulate the league. But the Rockies aren't doing that right now. Now, the next injury, they may have to do that. But you look at Murphy. He could be back in 4 to 6 weeks, and that's a power guy from the right side, and Walters is a contact guy from the left side. So while it wouldn't be a true platoon situation, they've got a pretty good situation at catcher. They don't really have a number one catcher, but no one since Yorver Torrealba in 2007 has caught more than 114 games in the season anyhow, because that's a rough environment. So if you have two catchers that give you a little something offensively and are really good defensively to handle the pitching staff, they feel like that's good enough for them.
Boy, great report from Thomas Harding. We're going to have to do an extra show here to get everything in here, because you do have a new manager, Buddy Black. But let me just ask you about the pitching. That's usually the story for the Rockies.
Yes, and it's a young rotation. It's a talented rotation. A real blow with Chad Bettis, who's been lost with testicular cancer. He looked like he was doing quite well. All the blood tumor markers were showing up undetectable, but they did find it in the lymph node, and looks like he's a candidate for chemotherapy. Now, Chad is the most positive guy in the world. He believes he'll be back this season. But John Gray, the power right-hander, leading that staff. Tyler Chatwood, who had a 1.69 road ERA last season, and Tyler Anderson, who pitched very well at Coors Field last year. But then after that, there are some talented young guys that are kind of vying for the back of the rotation, whether it's Jeff Hoffman, the key guy in the Tulowitzki trade, Antonio Senzatella, who actually had a shoulder injury and lost his mother in Venezuela. Only 7 starts last year, but people were saying he had the best arm of the organization. He's throwing outstanding. Also, Kyle Freeland, a lefty, number one draft pick from Denver, so he's pitching this altitude all his life. He's having a bang-up spring, and Herman Marquez, who came over from Tampa Bay in the Corey Dickerson trade, he's vying for it, and one guy who pitched against the Giants here, Harrison Musgrave, sort of a softer-tossing lefty, but if they want to keep a starter in the bullpen while Chris Russell returns from injury, he could begin the year in the major leagues and then go back to AAA and be an option.
Boy, what a team. Well, the question is, will we see them in October? Will they still be pitching in October? And that's the big story whenever you have a lot of young players, to how they're going to develop. All right, Greg Holland is here, the closer from Kansas City. What about him?
I'll tell you, that was a really big get for them, because if you look at Holland's career before he missed last season with Tommy John surgery, I don't think that they get Greg Holland on the free agent market. But because he's coming off of missing the season, they were able to structure a contract that's heavy on incentives, and it looks like he's going to be ready for opening day. He's thrown down here in spring training 1 game so far, gotten up to right around 94 miles an hour. You figure that with more action and just the adrenaline of the regular season, he could get somewhere near that 97 range. And if he's there, then you've got Adam Ottavino with that wipeout slider of his. Jake McGee, who struggled for them last year in a closer role, but he finally fixed a knee problem that had bothered him for 2 years, and he's in the World Baseball Classic hitting the upper 90s with his fastball. They signed Mike Dunn, who had been with the Marlins. So suddenly you're starting to see an experienced and powerful back of the bullpen. They still have some situations in the middle there with some youth, but I like what I'm seeing out of the bullpen. And as you know, the times the Rockies have gone to the playoffs, the bullpen has performed in the upper echelon of the major leagues.
Well, you seem optimistic.
I'll tell you what, this team seems very optimistic. Now, you will never go into a season, unless the Rockies go to the playoffs and do some big things in the playoffs for a season, maybe the next year you can see them as a favorite. But as long as the Dodgers and the Giants are in the division and the Rockies really haven't done it, you can't look at them as a favorite. But they look at themselves as a legitimate contender. Questions for them are, can some of their youthful pitching, if they have to go to the depth, can those youthful starters keep the team going? And also, general manager Jeff Bright hasn't had a lot of luck in the free agents and trades, but can he make the right moves at the deadline if they're close enough?
I love it. Great report, Thomas. Great. Good to see you as always. I look forward to seeing the Rockies come in, and nice to see you down here in Arizona. Great report on the Rockies. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's better than doing it from the Home Depot like I was doing it a couple years ago, huh?
I may be doing the show from the Home Depot now. All right, that's Thomas Hardy, MLB.com. You can follow him on Twitter. Where are you on Twitter?
Okay, just put my name in there because it's at Harding underscore at AT underscore MLB. So Harding at MLB. Or just put Thomas Harding in there and my smiling face will pop up.
Very good. Love having him on. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.